Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Please give a follow. Thank you in advance for that. Got a three-man junk show today. EB in Marist, actually, in there is no in Marist, in Poughkeepsie, watching his son play a critical game last night. As Marist tops Siena by one goal, so good for them.
Watched it last night. You know what? I've not watched a lot of lacrosse in my life.
Yeah.
So many goals.
Yes.
It was fast and furious.
You know, that's good. Don't you want action? If you're going to tune into a lacrosse game, you don't want like a...
You don't want a 9-8 game.
A 4-2 affair. Yeah, like, well, you want to see some goals being scored.
And Siena did something at the end of the game where... they're down by three with about 3 minutes to go.
Yeah.
You'd think that's a safe lead. And they basically did an empty net.
Oh, okay.
And let Marist score so they can get to faceoffs.
Oh,
because if
okay.
Marist had the ball, they could kill like a minute of time.
Gotcha.
And it seemed like they let Marist score. Mm. And that strategy worked for Siena because then they scored three goals and cut it to one, but Marist held on.
Very good.
So that's a big one.
So congratulations to Stevie Bickle and EB, their national televised game.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie scored. Now, I saw the highlight of it at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
So I recorded the game.
Yeah.
But the recording started and it was 3-1 already.
Okay. Mm. So he must have scored early.
Whatever the game was that was before, like if that game was supposed to start at 8, must have carried over.
I believe the prior game was women's lacrosse, Hopkins, Maryland.
So the women's lacrosse game that probably spilled past the 8
late.
O'clock start time.
Yeah. Went late. There you go.
All I know is that guy's doing a lot of driving, especially over the next few days.
So he's
isn't
driving
he coming
back
today. He's coming back, and he's doing the show tomorrow, and he's driving back to Poughkeepsie after the show on Friday.
Yeah.
That Beamer's got to have a ton of miles put on it of late.
And Drabby, explain why he can't do a remote in this specific situation where he can't just do a remote up there and stay up there.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
We just generally don't do those anymore.
Yeah.
Comrexes don't just get let down.
I mean, it is a pain in the butt. I get it, but in like an emergency situation like this, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Or he could have just taken another day off. He gets 72 days of vacation, so he might as well just.
Yeah,
take
we might
one
need to check the vacay logs.
I got to take a week, man. I need a week. Somewhere.
Feeling burned out.
Yeah, I need a week.
You just need. I have my
vacations coming up May 7th.
Okay,
so jelly.
To Kiowa.
Yes.
So jelly.
This is the days have never felt longer.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Because you're just waiting,
dragging on.
Yeah, within a month of vacation. The days go by so long. Yeah. The weeks go by so long.
Yep, yep.
And I'm just counting down the days.
You won't do the bit where you actually have a paper calendar with each day on it and rip the day off.
You know,
each day as you
go
forward.
This is going to sound psychotic.
Yeah.
I already started packing.
that doesn't sound psychotic. That is psychotic.
I have my big duffel bag out, and okay. I've already started assembling my golf outfits.
That is bizarre.
I put together my rain gear in case we're playing in wet conditions.
Well, I mean, if you're playing on the ocean course at Kiawah, which I believe you are, you better have your wind gear. Just have your wind gear packed.
I've already started figuring out what golf shoes I need to bring, packing my undies, putting my toiletry bag together.
For anybody that's listened to this show for any period of time, you know that Valdez is a notorious planner.
Big planner.
He's a big time planner. So this doesn't really surprise me.
I'm the exact opposite.
We know.
Every day I put one set of clothes in the bag.
Okay.
Just to get me through the day.
How many rounds of golf are you scheduled to play?
Four.
Okay. So that's a minimum of four golf outfits.
Yes, and I need post-golf attire.
You might need some dinner attire. Yep.
You might need to bring like an extra shirt to each round in case you get all sweaty. Like, you never know. You can never prepare enough.
Eight golf shirts.
Yeah,
minimum. I've already started looking at trying to figure out the forecast.
Okay.
Down there. It's
way too early for that.
I know, but it's here before it'll be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just the days are just creeping by.
When I was walking in this morning,
JP starts his car and then goes and packs.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can do it about that fast.
I know you can.
I mean, it kills me. My wife is kind of like him, and she'll have like the suitcase out for two days.
Right.
And seems to be taking forever. And I just go, how many days are we there?
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
All right. I need like 10 underwear. Boom. Underwear. Socks.
Mm-hmm.
And just go through it.
The older I've gotten, the more I've gotten to Team JP where I'm just.
No. No. You gotta have the bag out for multiple days.
I'm a light packer. And then if I've forgotten anything, I just pick it up while I'm on the trip.
And then I do a list. I start writing a list down. And then I check off things on the list that I need.
So much mental space occupied on something that should take 5 to 10 minutes.
You know what
my latest bit?
He's 3 weeks away from it.
My latest bit is I don't even do the carry-on now.
Right.
I try and aspire to have no carry-on.
But I mean,
because then you just sit down.
Okay,
and chill.
But you're weird because you fall asleep for the 2 minutes into the flight. Those of us who are phobic flyers, we need a carry-on because we need our laptop or we need a book, something to pass the time for the flight. Not everybody just gets on a bird and puts their head against the window.
You can use your phone to watch a movie.
And then they're asleep immediately.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm not a big phone watch a movie guy on the plane. I'm more loaded onto my computer, and then I don't have it as soon as I get on a plane for whatever reason. Then I'm like, where's my movie? And I throw my hands up, and I slam my laptop down in disgust.
Well, I walked in this morning in Valdez, and Jason were talking about the weather, and I knew immediately they weren't talking about the weather here.
Right.
They were talking about the weather for the Masters.
Right.
Georgia. He's checking weather in the southeast for now and for 3 weeks from now.
And I heard Jason talking about a weather pattern that was going to go east, or maybe that was Valdez. I was like, oh, God.
Well, I texted Sands this morning.
There it is.
I said, are you awake yet? And he said, yep, 4:40 wake up. So I said, any update on the weather? He says, heavy rain and thunderstorms are sliding just to the south and east. Scattered showers, thunderstorms remain possible through 11 a.m. So they've already delayed it till 9 a.m.
Right.
at the earliest. Still going to be very windy, but he says it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be so far. I mean, weather's unpredictable, so anything can happen. But right now, it looks like it's not as horrible as it looked yesterday.
Jason's holy grail, combining weather reports from Sands.
Yes.
For the Masters.
It's Augusta.
The holy trinity. It's all lined up.
My whole day is surrounded by Masters coverage, so
I will say, if today...
I didn't want it to tee off at 1 or 2. That would suck.
Yeah, if today was delayed, it would be a kick in the nuts.
A catastrophic day.
So Tiger Woods was scheduled to tee off around 1:15, something like that. When will he tee off now? Well, just an hour back?
I'm guessing it's a two-hour delay.
Yeah, if the first tee time, or if they're opening the gates and everything at 9 o'clock, my guess is the first tee time probably won't be till 9:30, which is like a two-hour delay.
Yeah.
So He's 128.
Yeah, so maybe 330.
330, he probably won't tee off, which is good because the TV coverage starts at 3.
Yes. I don't know.
And to be honest, if you're a Tiger truther like I am, the later, so the weather is making for a wave advantage, meaning the less holes you play today, the better, because it's windy conditions, wet conditions. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, but the problem is with Tiger is if that all gets pushed to Friday, he's got to play more than 18 holes.
Right.
That'll be brutal.
That's for Tiger, but in terms in general, for those teeing off later today, like in later tee times, they definitely have an advantage over the field because they will have less exposure to the windy conditions
today.
Jason
told
me
he is at a wave disadvantage because he came in this morning and somebody was in the bathroom, and then he couldn't use the bathroom this morning.
That is true.
Before the show. Wave disadvantage right there.
Yeah. I might have to leave mid-segment.
Right.
I think I can make another 4 minutes.
You know what? Honestly, I don't know if I have any time in my day to devote to watching the Masters. My day is too busy. I've got too much going on.
You do?
Yeah.
It's being sarcastic.
Oh. No, you have actually, to be.
What else you got?
No, I'm doing the show. Then I'm meeting my daughter in College Park for lunch.
Okay.
Then after lunch, I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Right, well,
I'll wake up from my nap. I'll take the dog for a walk with my wife.
But couldn't you put the Masters on as you fall asleep?
That might be a good precursor
to falling
asleep.
So you feel like you put it on, you hear the sounds of the birds.
Yeah, I hear this in the background.
Look at the leaderboard.
And then I'm going to fall asleep again.
Right.
I'll fall back asleep. Then I got to walk the dog. Then we got to take the dog to training class at 6 o'clock.
What is he training for?
It's just general like dog obedience, so you don't have a maniacal dog every time you take her on a walk.
Okay,
so that's 6 till 6:45. Then hop in the car, grab something on the way home for dinner, and then I'll plop myself in front of the TV
for the Caps
game.
Yeah,
officially planned out. I got no room for the Masters. I wouldn't generally anyway.
Well,
certainly for the first round.
Yesterday was packed for you because you were prepping for the Ted Leonsis interview.
Sure. Ted's coming on at 9 a.m.
And I walked in
today.
This morning. He goes, you know what? You can just take the Ted interview off because I've got 9 questions for him.
I do have questions for Ted, but I think Jason's going
to... I said, I really want to get like 3 or 4 questions. Jason, and he said, no, I got 9. So
Jason is going to bum rush me and not allow me to talk to Ted Leonsis, who's scheduled at 9 a.m. today.
You know what I was curious about with Ted, thinking about this yesterday? Mm-hmm. So we had him in studio when we were a nighttime show. Probably
I don't even remember that.
1999. I remember he came in with another power player. Mm-hmm. They had their suits on.
Right.
And at the time, I remember he talked about having like some sort of list of 100 or so things that he wanted to do in his life.
He's probably checking all
the
boxes.
And he was already checking them all off already at the time.
Right.
Like, didn't he create a game?
Like a board game.
Yeah,
like,
for some reason that has stuck with
game.
Me
yeah.
on his list of
sure.
this is what I want to accomplish in life.
Yeah.
It might have included, you know, write a book, buy a team,
you can
all
ask
these
him
crazy
later,
things.
Like, how many he's checked off.
Yeah.
Sure. Get an update.
He might be done.
Hey, Valdez.
Maybe he created a new list.
You have something in common with Ted Leonsis. I bet you didn't realize it. I saw his interview with...
Net Wealth.
It's not your portfolio. I know that. I saw his interview with Squawk Box recently, conducted in Kiowa Island, South Carolina, where you're heading and you're packing for 3 weeks from now. Just letting you know, you guys like the same vacation spot, much like I do. In common with Ted, who's coming on the show today at 9. And Jason has formulated 12 to 14 questions to Ted Leonsis. And he's going to try to cram them all in to one segment.
I'm going to do my best, but I think you're going to beat me.
We'll have a lot to talk to Ted about.
Certainly.
From the arena fiasco. Now, they'll paint the picture that they love it, but they were supposed to go to Alexandria. It didn't happen. They're going to stay in D.C. to the Caps playoff push, to the Wizards plan.
Yep.
Everything with Ted.
Yep.
Hey, Valdez, getting back to the Masters. When does Masters.com or Masters.org, I'm not sure.
I think it's the .org.
When does the Masters online coverage start?
It's always early.
7-ish, 8? Probably not that early since there's a delay.
Yeah, it's not going to be that early. Right. And I'm on the app right now, which is the most amazing app in the world.
What is the dollar figure, the theoretical dollar figure I could offer to both Jason and Matt Valdez to not watch one swing of the Masters. You don't watch one hole. You don't get to watch it online, on TV. The only thing you get to do is like look at
It would definitely be in the four figures.
You can look at recaps like on ESPN.com, or you can go look at the leaderboard at Masters.org.
I mean, you could offer JP probably $75 to do it. But it would have to be
I could offer him $7.
It'd be four figures minimum.
I'll say this. I have more interest in cakes.
High four figures.
I have more interest in cakes because I think here's the difference between me and cakes. Now, I'm not going to watch a lot of the Masters until Sunday. But let's say I get home today and I have lunch at 11:30. And I'm sitting at the kitchen table and nobody's home. My wife's at work. Nobody's home. I will put on the TV while I sit down and have my lunch.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And I'll click on to the Masters.
Well,
it'll
it
be on in my background.
Well, it's not on TV. Until three.
O'clock. But they'll have live from. You can watch live from.
You can put on feature groups start at 10:30 a.m.
Oh well, then that'll be available on my TV.
Holes 4, 5, and 6.
But that'll probably be delayed.
Or is that going to be on his only like online viewing? Or
no,
that...
if you have Apple TV, you have the Masters app, and you can.
Well, he doesn't have that.
No, but I have ESPN Plus.
Apple TV.
Although this is what you can watch.
He doesn't have the Masters app. He can download it, but he doesn't
have
it.
Yeah, you just get the app.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's not foreign to everyone. You get an app, you put it on your TV, and you watch it.
I know how Apple TV works. I'm just telling you, John Paul Flame currently does not have the Masters app downloaded.
But what I'll put live from on.
What I'm saying is you can watch live from. They're going to have driving range coverage. They'll have all that stuff. You just won't be able to watch the actual holes.
I'll put it on more than you is my point.
That is
true. You won't put it on at all.
I'll tell you this.
Here's what happens. The TV knows what you do. I have YouTube TV. The boxes will come up of the things that I most likely watch, and Masters will come up.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the Masters, on the show today, Doug Bell, golf analyst for PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. He will join us at 7:40 to talk Masters. Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. They've got a big one tonight in Buffalo. He'll be on the show at 8:45. And as we have referenced a couple times already, Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, he will join the show coming up at 9. That's all coming up here on The Junks on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.